Rick Sammons, head of the Center for the Global Agenda with the World Economic Forum, said the Chinese delegation headed by President Xi Jinping is definitely said to be one of the main points of interest this year.
One of the highlights, absolutely, is the very strong Chinese delegation, including its president, but also a very impressive delegation of business leaders and governmental leaders, and engaging in many, many different topics of discussion, both in public sessions and in some of the working private meetings as well. That certainly will be one of the great highlights of this year's annual meeting.
During the annual meeting, which is due to run until Friday, world leaders from business, governments, international non-profit organizations, and civil society will discuss global cooperation, economic growth, and market reforms. It's widely expected globalization will be a main topic, with perceptions within the international community of a growing pessimism about globalization in the wake of Brexit and the election of Donald Trump. Ricardo Melendez, chief executive of the International Center for Trade and Sustainable Development, says there are expectations that China will pick up the mantle and play a larger role in fostering international cooperation.
We saw developments in 2016 that will see their impact in 2017. So Brexit in Europe, also the election in the US. The good news is that China has become a driver of cooperation, the presence of President Xi in the UN, in Geneva. It's a good signal of the support that China is providing, again, the current order of international cooperation and global governance.
Chinese President Xi is beginning his official visit to Switzerland this Sunday. Apart from attending this year's Davos session, Xi Jinping is also due to stop at the United Nations offices in Geneva, the World Health Organization, and the International Olympic Committee headquarters. Ian Logan, CEO of the Lausanne 2020 Winter Youth Olympic Games, says he expects Xi Jinping will be looking for more coordination in the field of winter sports.
I think just to say welcome and like I said, very, very happy and honored and proud that he chose for his first trip to the world to go to Switzerland. This is amazing. And I think that he will be very pleased for this visit and that my president and him will decide to work together on Beijing 2022 and Lausanne 2020. That would be a dream.
Meanwhile, the Sino-Swiss Year of Tourism is set to be launched during Xi Jinping's visit. For CRI, this is Guo Yan.